New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. I don't think we have that theme song anymore for Is Klein a Dummy, and I'm glad we got rid of it because you would have had plenty of chances to use it during this next story I'll share with you, which is more of a warning to anyone else who plans on being outside at any point this summer. And I know that summer is the season that everyone likes to go outside because things are
summer
nice.
Summer is the summer.
Summer's the summer is what they say, Allie. It's a very well-known phrase. It's my favorite catchphrase of the year. I had a for the first time, I'd like to admit, and yes, I've smelled skunks many times and have had skunks in yards before and have had to have people help come and trap skunks before.
I imagine you've also blamed pot smoke on a skunk many times.
Oh, yeah. That was the best. I mean, I remember
when they didn't know the difference.
Yeah, and I remember when I was like a camp counselor and kids would be like, what is that? And I'd be like, oh, I was out there wrestling a skunk. Don't worry, you're safe. But it was just weed, you know? So skunks helped me get out of a bind every once in a while.
You had to say you were wrestling it.
Yeah, I don't know why that was my go-to. I guess I didn't want
to... just rolling around with a skunk.
I didn't want to think the skunk kicked my ass, so I wanted to let these young, impressionable kids know.
Yeah, you had to look brave.
And they probably, when they realized later... Like, I remember
that
when
that man wrestled a skunk.
But it's funny, because there is a time in your life when you realize what weed is, and you smell weed, and
you're like, oh, I've been smelling that everywhere.
Right. Oh, I thought my uncle just lived with lots of skunks, and I realized he just loves weed.
Yeah.
And then you have the unfortunate encounter, and apparently now I'm not the only one who's saying this. There are skunks that are they must have had some sort of a skunk orgy or something, because they are popping up all over the place now, more than ever. And people are saying that they're coming out earlier, like they come out right around, used to be they were more like a nocturnal, they would come out at night. Now they're as soon as it gets like 4:35, as soon as the sun even starts to go down just a little bit, all the skunks just start cruising the streets like a gang.
I've never seen one in my life. I can't.
Allie, they're everywhere now. I'm not even just saying my street, my neighborhood, my yard.
It sounds like it.
No, because even as I was driving this weekend, I saw more dead skunks on the road.
I've seen them dead.
Right.
Never seen an alive one.
So for every dead one you see, there's probably 1,000 more that you didn't see that were cruising around. They're like the kids on the e-bikes this time of year. They're just taking over neighborhoods.
So now that they probably all made it, and now this is like the baby boom,
I think it's skunk baby boom time is what's happening now. And I had a terrible, unfortunate encounter where everything was calm, and I had a moment where I realized it's a long weekend, it's a Father's Day weekend, I'm going to do something for myself. And at a very unlikely time, I went into my gummy shoebox where I keep all my gummies, and I said, I'm going to have two gummies now, one for fun and one for even more fun. And yes. I don't usually do that, but it was a moment where...
Just weed or one of those magic-y ones?
Both weed, different strengths, and I decided I'm going to really... Now it's like the weekend can... It's a summer weekend. It just felt like the timing is right. Now I'm going to take a gummy.
You know, in 45 minutes, things are about to get fun.
I know that nothing is going to alter the course of my night, so I am going to comfortably take these gummies.
Nummy gummies.
Is Klein a dummy?
Yes.
You have to redo that to say, is Klein a nummy?
No, you did find it. Great.
Uh-huh.
And as I take them in, I have a moment where it's about a 3-second moment where I go, this is about to be a nice, relaxing night, and I deserve it. And then I hear my dog, who's in the backyard, who is pawing to get out. I finally open the door so we can go out. It's gated, so we can't run anywhere. And he's barking aggressively, which he does sometimes at dogs that walk by. And this time seems like
you're a great neighbor.
Thank you. It seems like a more aggressive bark than normal. Oh. So I usually can just say, Jerry, treat. That's all I got to say. Jerry, treat. And he'll come running for the treat. This particular time, Jerry, treat, Jerry, treat, Jerry, treat. He's not moving. He's still barking. Jerry, treat, Jerry, treat. He's not doing anything. Jerry, treat. And somehow I got him to go up with the voice. Treat. Nothing. He's still barking.
You just had your treats.
I just had my treats. Klein, treat!
Klein, dummy!
So I go outside and I see that he is really fixated on something in a bush. Like, really fixated on it. Like, and this has happened before occasionally with an old toy that he finds that he's trying to get out of there. Sometimes he hides his own bones there. He's trying to get them back. So I don't really think much of it.
Have your nummies kicked in at this point?
No, I just took them. I had just taken them, and they hadn't kicked in yet, but I was at that point where I was like, I'm past the point of no return, so I'm just waiting now for my night to get fun. And so I say, hey, Jerry, stop being so dumb and get in here and have a treat or something like that. And then I go in, and I sit down on the couch. He's still kind of barking at this thing, and then I smell the terrible skunk, the undeniable smell of a skunk, which...
So you didn't investigate what he was looking at?
Not really.
You just decided to yell at him differently?
Yeah, I yelled at him differently, and then I decided I was getting tired from all the yelling, so I wanted to go sit on the couch.
I deserve it.
I deserve this. And then I smell the skunk smell, and it's a pretty bad smell. Strong, but I just, as an idiot, I go, oh, man. I think to myself, wow, some sucker's night just got worse. That's the thought I have. Like someone got sprayed, a jogger or a biker or something.
Is Klein a dummy?
And then
I hate to be that guy.
And then I hear, I did say, like, I hate to be that guy. That's literally the thought I have. And then I hear Jerry, and his barks have gone to more less of an aggressive bark and more of a bark slash kind of whimpery thing.
Oh no!
So I go, ah, man, this guy, he must be smelling this too. This must be terrible. So I walk out, and he turns his head, and in his mouth, holding it by the tail, he's got this little skunk.
A baby one?
It looks like it's a baby skunk. And he's holding it, and I go...
Is it dead?
No. Well, it's hanging there. It looks lifeless almost. So I assume that the skunk is either dead or that he picked up a dead skunk and that's where the smell came from, or maybe he dug up a skunk that I don't know got buried. And I go, Jerry, drop. And I'm yelling, Jerry's got a skunk. And my wife's, people must think I'm just like a whole
Jerry's got a skunk.
So he will not let go of the thing. So I have to walk over to him.
Oh, man.
And I go to pry his jaws open. And when I pry the jaws open, the thing drops and then immediately
bolts
and sprays him right in the face. Like,
dude,
in the
defense
face.
Mechanism. It probably just played dead until it got dropped down. Amazing.
So I kind of do this move like in The Matrix where like I see the skunk spray coming and I kind of slow-mo like move out of the way of the bullet. But it hits Jerry
right in the face.
In the face and in the mouth.
And does he react at all?
Oh, yeah. He starts he starts doing some weird thing where he's, like, trying to rub the smell off. Like, his whole body he's now rubbing, like, all over the ground. Like having, like, a weird, like, he's doing, like, snow angels on PCP.
Man, what an amazing defense mechanism for that animal, just to be able to spray your ass into somebody's face.
And,
like, what a unique skill.
And the smell, which I've smelled a million times before, I've never smelled at this level. So now
that
I go...
It's insane. It's really intense.
It is so intense that it almost gets past the point of bad. Never gets to good, but it gets past the, oh God, that's a gross skunk smell, because it's so powerful that it overpowers its own smell.
Like it singes your nostrils.
It singes.
Yeah, you can't even smell what you're smelling.
So my immediate move at this point is I realize now I've got a dog that's been sprayed in the face by a skunk in my backyard. So I grab, so as soon as he rubs his body all over the ground, I pick him up and I walk into the house with him.
Well,
which
that's
is,
not a great choice.
By the way, the first thing that I did wrong. That is, the first thing you're not supposed to do is bring the animal inside. I thought...
Because then your whole house smells, right?
For a while, yeah.
Still right now, to this moment,
oh,
it stinks.
Oh, no.
So I carry him inside thinking that I'm some sort of a hero. Then I immediately put him into the shower, and I start washing him with the skunk, trying to use the water to get all the skunk off him.
Oh, which, where's that dummy thing?
By the way... is the second thing that you are not supposed to do.
What, because wash it off
the
water?
Is Klein a dummy?
Because you can't do it. Because it is, thank you, Jake. Wish I had known that. Because apparently when you wash us, all it does is it spreads the smell much wider than it really
was. Like when
you
eat hot peppers or something and you drink water, it just spreads.
So I'm 0 for 2. And then I start real, and then I've got my wife yelling in the other room and the kids are now up and they're going, what happened? She goes, Jerry got sprayed by a skunk and now she's up. And then I'm starting to feel the gummies start to kind of have their way with me. And then she says, you need to get tomato juice. So now I've got, I run into the fridge. The closest thing I have is...
Is she just yelling from the couch?
She's all the way upstairs because the
you
smell is so
bad.
You
gotta get tomato juice,
so I
honey.
I run into the fridge. I have Bloody Mary mix, hot Bloody Mary mix. That's all I got. Don't have tomato juice. I'm not my grandmother. So
yeah, who just has tomato juice sitting around?
Olives are not supposed to do that either.
So I get this hot Bloody Mary mix. And
are we
then,
just glossing over the fact that Jake knows way too much about skunks?
Well, Jake is an outdoor smelly guy. He should know these things.
Yeah, I have a competition with skunks all the time.
Right.
But also,
who can spray the ass faster?
Yeah. I tell you, as a guy who's been jaked many times before, it's pretty bad too.
So I've had a dog get skunked before.
I start to go back with this Bloody Mary mix, and I go, it's not tomato juice, but there's tomato in there. It'll probably work. And then I have a moment where I go, I don't know. It says hot jalapeno. It's going to probably burn him. I'm not doing it. And then I had a moment of genius where I remembered, and I don't know where I heard this, but someone said you're supposed to put peanut butter on them.
What?
Who said that?
I don't remember where I heard it, but I remember.
That's even worse than tomato juice.
So I
that
go.
That just makes it a big mess.
So I go back, and luckily I had plenty of peanut butter to pick from, and I start spreading peanut butter on them because I heard someone said something about the oils. The peanut butter does something
that
with
lame
the oils.
Kind that has oil on the top?
Well, no, the oils of the skunk spray.
Oh, got it, okay.
Then I realized after I put peanut butter on him that that's his favorite thing in the world. So now he is just trying to eat himself. He's got peanut butter on him, and he's just trying to lick himself.
And he's still in the shower
and
at
rolling
point?
Around. He's in the shower, and then peanut butter's on the wall of the shower, so he's licking that. So he's not sitting still. He's going crazy with the peanut butter. Then I Google, are you supposed to put peanut butter on a skunk spray? And I can find no evidence that this exists anywhere.
How are you just now Googling?
Because I'm Allie, the smell is getting so powerful by the moment that if I don't do things, I'm like at a point now where I'm gagging.
Right.
The smell of skunk is
and now, you're high.
And I'm now getting high. And I had some of the peanut butter.
Oh, nice. Which, and the Bloody Mary mix.
Little for me, little for you. So then I realized that at some point I thought someone told me peanut butter. And I don't know if they said that to mess with me or I made that up in my head. There's no evidence on the entire internet. Google literally wouldn't finish the phrase that you're not supposed to put peanut butter on a skunk spray.
ChatGPT's just like, I got nothing for you.
So I go through all of it. And once again, the only thing I'm supposed to do at this point, other than the things I already did wrong, was stay outside. You're supposed to make some sort of a weird hydrogen peroxide mix.
Oh,
dish soap.
That makes
with
sense.
With dish soap. And I have none of these items in my house. I don't have hydrogen peroxide.
You had dish soap?
I had dish soap, but I don't have baking powder. I had the other baking thing, baking soda.
You know,
I don't know the
we
difference.
Never have the right one.
It's always the wrong
it's
one.
It's always the wrong one. Why?
So I said, don't worry, we got that. It's soda, we need powder.
And
damn
they're
it.
Like vastly different.
Right. So I didn't have that.
Unbelievable.
So I now have a Task Rabbit bringing over the stuff I need because I'm covered in peanut butter and skunk spray and Bloody Mary mix. My wife's upstairs trying to calm the kids down. I'm starting to get very high, very, very high. And I realize at this moment, this is now, this is my weekend now. And I don't know what to do other than I'm sitting in this shower.
So wait, the Tasker is just making a solution and bringing it over?
They're not making it. They're bringing it over. The Tasker is, I put in a Tasker and Instacart.
Okay.
And then I get the note, items are at the front door. And I have to now go and make this concoction like a science experiment to now rub all over my dog. But apparently, once you've done all the other things I did wrong,
cancels out the what you're doing.
It doesn't
doing.
Work right. Because you've already screwed the whole thing up.
You've already probably solidified it into his skin.
So now we are. This happened on Friday night. Now we are on whatever day this is, and the dog still stinks.
So is he sleeping outside? You can't let him in the house.
No, that night. I tried after multiple shampoos and multiple treatments. I said, let's go to bed. He slept with his face right by my face.
Oh,
my wife threw us both out of the bed. She goes,
yeah,
you guys both have to
be in the garage.
It stinks. So now the two of us sleep on a couch downstairs.
Where you belong.
And yeah, and I feel about right. And I'm just, as a warning to all parties involved, if you get skunked, then you probably will this summer.
Probably will. No, we won't.
Do the
yeah, definitely not.
You're the only idiot.
Okay. Do the opposite of everything. Do the opposite of everything I just
but
did.
But sleeping on the couch, endless nummies.
Nicole.
Hey,
we got to take a break. What's up?
So I'm calling from Cleveland. I miss you guys like crazy. Douche works so good for Scott.
Are you just calling Klein a douche? Correct.
Absolutely.
Are you saying I need to go buy
to.
Douche now for my dog?
He's got an endless supply already there.
All right. Well, thank you for that
definitely
insult.
Have that-